From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A military spokesman tells reporters Iraqi troops killed 8 Islamic State militants in the newly recaptured neighborhood of Khojaly in Mosul. Meanwhile, hundreds of people from the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Samah streamed out of the area, some holding white flags. The United Nations Security Council, meanwhile, is expressing concern about reports that Islamic State forces are removing civilians from their homes in Mosul and relocating them to places where they are being used as human shields. Iraqi forces say they are advancing on the southern part of the city. Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. The rebels will not be required to surrender their weapons, but Reuters reports the rebels are rejecting demands for a withdrawal. 6 exits out of the city will be available to civilians who would like to evacuate. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to the children who have been living at the Calais migrant camp. The UN Human Rights Commissioner said Wednesday that the best interests of the children have been completely disregarded. He said hundreds of children have been subjected to inhumane living conditions and exposed to smugglers and traffickers. Amnesty International says the staff of its Moscow branch arrived at work Wednesday morning to find their office sealed with a notice from municipal officials warning people not to enter. The international rights group said the locks on the doors of its office in the Russian capital had been changed and that no explanation for that had been given. This is VOA News.